This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
It's 12:02. They call me Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan eats the news.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Joining me in the studio to attack the news agenda like hungry wolves are the amazing, brilliant comedian, Mr. Nick Dixon, and the amazing, brilliant comedienne, Shazia Mirza. Now, Shazia, you can't really say comedienne, can you? That's, like, politically incorrect.
Yeah, but I'm like every other man now.
Are you really? Now, can I ask you, at the moment I've got a problem on guest mic two. It sounds like a blizzard. Would you mind just moving to my left onto guest number one? Do you know the lovely thing about radio, Nick, is you don't see the joins. It's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
That's so sexist.
I know. I haven't
moving
even talked
me to this one.
Yeah, you're on the relegated microphone. However, we must hear your pearls of wisdom. Listen, Shazia, you've just arrived. You've still got your duffel coat on.
It's not duffel coat. What era are you in, Mark? This is not duffel.
It's like Paddington Bear's younger, more attractive sister.
This is a very nice Swedish fur coat from Stockholm. Thank you.
Wasted on the radio. Now, tell me this. First of all, you're here. You're both very welcome. We've got lots of big stories to get through. Europe, the economy, and much, much more. The first thing we'll kick off with is International World Book Day, which is happening today. It's the 3rd of March, which is what today is. Now, I've got to say, I'm not really bothering with World Book Day. I'm going to wait for the film of World Book Day. But Nick Dixon...
Nice.
What's your... Thanks very much. I can wait for the laughs. I don't mind. what's the greatest book you've ever read?
My favourite book... Well, I didn't know you were going to ask me this until 5 seconds ago.
That's how I roll.
My favourite book is called The Loser by Thomas Bernhard, who's an obscure Austrian writer. So you weren't expecting
not
that,
not obscure anymore.
Yeah,
his name has just pulsated through the FUBAR airwaves. Bernhard, what's his face?
Thomas Bernhard. It's a great... Thomas Bernhard. One of the great novelists of history. Basically, the book's about two piano players watch Glenn Gould play piano. And because he's such a genius, one of them gives up and never plays piano again. The other one tries to carry on and goes mad and kills himself. It's a great read.
Yeah, you're not selling it, I've got to say. So, amazingly, that's not in pre-production in Hollywood.
No, and I could have said the psychopath.
Tom Cruise
test
is not
well.
Slated to play the pianist anytime
no,
soon.
No, you won't see that anytime at a movie.
Is it the definition of a good book if it gets made into a movie? Is that the seal of approval? It equals a good book.
No, I think a really good book you can't make into a movie. I think, isn't that the exact opposite of what you just said?
It's a very good point. Actually, the Rosie and Jim children's cartoon series, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that would never work on the big screen.
No, that's true. American Psycho was a good book, bad movie. There's countless examples of that. There's
there
not that
go.
Many examples of a good book that's also a good movie.
Shazia Mirza.
Hello,
I know
Mark
you
Doolan.
To be an intellectual. You're a reader and a thinker and a woman about town.
Am I?
And a wearer of overpriced... cottage.
Woman about town, you make me sound like a real tart.
Bit of a street woman.
You know I'm not.
You're the only thing you spread around is your genius comedy.
But the thing is, Mark,
you got out of
it's
that one.
So nice. So nice to see you. The last time I saw Mark, I met him in a sauna.
This is actually true. I'm glad you decided not to ask my opening question, because you and I in a sauna is a bigger story, if I'm honest.
Was it one of those naked saunas?
No.
It was for me.
We had to keep our clothes on. It was a bit awkward, actually. It was me, Mark, and Mark's wife.
What was weird?
Does he have a six-pack? That's what I want to know.
No.
No, but his wife did.
A one-pack. Basically, Shazia was in, and I can tell. You can tell Shazia is quite shy because I mean, I'm in like swimming trunks, and I've got a small towel. My missus is in her swimwear and a small towel. Shazia was wearing her expensive Swedish overcoat.
No, I wasn't.
She was wearing this fur-lined monstrosity. No, it's not.
I
as
was
gorgeous.
Wearing my Speedo swimming costume.
What's awkward about it is we're all three of us are comedians, allegedly, and you can rest assured we're never going to have to see each other's bodies. And it happened that day, and I feel like your whole world fell apart, Mirza.
Well, you know what? You just don't expect to see people you know in a sauna. And it's seeing people out of context. You just think, you know, I'm just used to seeing Mark on stage telling jokes. What is he doing in the sauna?
Yeah. Although there are parallels, because you see me on stage sweating.
Yes.
And
struggling.
Yeah, struggling, yeah. Looking at the clock, wanting to get out as soon as possible.
That's right.
I just want to say, I know we're on the radio, but I'm in quite good shape, so I'd be fine with it.
Well, you
I
are,
do a lot
you
of
are.
Push-ups.
What do you do?
I do push-ups, I do pull-ups. I've got these special push-up discs that they twist. I can talk about it all day, I won't.
But so you're a fitness fanatic?
I'm not a fitness fanatic. I'm doing a bit of... Because I had to go away to LA and I was worried.
Oh, that's a lovely sentence.
I just threw it in there.
No one has to go to LA.
I know. I just threw it in there for no reason.
I've been a couple of times. Kafkaesque adventure.
I've been throwing that into all sentences. I've just been at the supermarket going, oh, sorry, I've only got dollars, just been in LA. I was at the self-service, didn't need to say anything. Anyway, that's a little joke for the listeners.
That's a very good joke.
Yeah, thanks. I seamlessly put it in there as if it was improvised. No, I didn't. But I made it look improvised for a second.
You'd be very good on chat shows.
Thanks. I should be on more of them.
Well, it's just a matter of time. So you were made to go to LA.
I've been in LA largely to see my girlfriend, if I'm honest, and then also to do...
Is your girlfriend Kim Kardashian? And are you her stalker?
Yes. Yeah. No, I have a lovely girlfriend in LA. It's 5,400 miles away. That's a pretty wide Tinder radius I set on that one, Mark. That's another joke. You can keep that one as well.
This is all gold. I think you're at your best lunchtime.
Thanks, mate.
Where does she live in LA?
Echo Park in East LA.
Yeah, I know it.
You know it?
Yeah, yeah. I go to LA a lot.
Mercer pretending to know it just to sound exotic.
I do really well in America. They think I'm Mexican. It's amazing.
Is that right?
They just offer me cleaning jobs.
So you wouldn't, under President Trump.
But Donald Trump doesn't love you.
You're not getting in the country, are you?
That's weird, you know. He doesn't like immigrants, but all his wives have been Eastern European hookers, haven't they?
It's funny that.
Yeah.
Now, your favourite book?
My favourite book is A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Okay.
God, why can't any of you read Dan Brown novels? Do you guys not like anything popular?
Because we're educated, Mark.
I mean, is Stephen King so bad? Yeah. Come on, guys, get with the programme.
Dan Brown, your kids could write better than that.
They could write longer sentences, that's true. I'm going to write, like a pensioner, I'm going to write it down. So can you tell me again, please?
A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
About the Holocaust.
Well, he was a psychiatrist and he was in one of the concentration camps during the Holocaust. And all his family died. All his family were perished. Everybody he knew died.
And this is a comedy?
And it's very funny. And it's very funny because this is what it's about.
You're joking me.
It's about black humour. And he was the only one that survived. And he talks about, from a psychiatric point of view, why he thinks he survived. And a lot of it, he said, is to do with black humour. The things that they used to laugh about when they were in there. It was humour and memories. So that's what kept him going.
This is an interesting one.
Didn't he also discover that meaning's not inherent? Like you have to find your own meaning in things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I only read the first third of it. I'm going to be honest.
It's
not a very big book.
It's quite short, but I still didn't finish it. But anyway, I feel a bit bad about that.
If you think you're listening to FUBAR Radio, you're not listening to Radio 4, the book club. I'm Jenny Murray. I've had a sex change and lost the weight.
Oh, haven't we all? I mean, it's all the rage now, isn't it?
Now it is all the rage, isn't it? I have many Jewish friends who have a sort of quite black gallows humour about the Holocaust. Mm. And it's strange because I'm not Jewish, so I can't really join that humour because I'm not Jewish. But at the same time, because they're my friends and they joke about it, I sort of have to laugh when they make jokes about the Holocaust. Have you witnessed this among Jewish friends, that even now, all those generations later, there's still, predominantly what there is just abject horror about it. But that humour, I think, all the Jewish friends I know make jokes about the Holocaust.
Every single one of my Jewish friends always joke. They are the first to joke about the Holocaust. That's how they got through it. Yeah. That's how they got through it was their comedy and their humour, and that's what Viktor Frankl talks about. It's memories are important and humour is important, and it's so dark, but that's what you have to do to get through it, and that's why he says he survived.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. And I'm going to recommend A Confederacy of Dunces, which is a classic novel. I don't know if you're familiar with
John Kennedy Toole.
John Kennedy Toole, bless you for knowing that.
Very early, he wrote that book Neon Bible, and then he wrote Confederacy of Dunces, and then he killed himself.
Wait, a little bit of a reader beaver here.
I've got an MA in literature. Do you not know that?
Do you really?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Don't even mess with me.
I'm going to... what we'll do is I might make a commitment to read A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl and Thomas Bernhardt's...
The Loser.
The Loser, okay?
That's a translated title.
And I'm going to do a deal with you and get you guys to read A Confederacy of Dunces. It's the least marketable title for a book in the history of books.
Yeah, yeah.
However, it's extremely funny. It's an Irish-American New York writer called John Kennedy Toole. He lived with his mother. He had a very eccentric relationship. He was a funny guy. He was very much in the tradition of sort of Flann O'Brien and some of the kind of lighter aspects of James Joyce. Very stream of consciousness, very surreal, very vivid, very absurd, and ultimately just funny. And this book is, he's just created this monstrous character called Ignatius C.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.